Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halal Show, welcome to another
Lecheka.
Oh my god, are we reviving for real this time?
Yes.
Mika G?
I told you,
yeah.
We just need one email from you guys and this shit will take off.
It's popping.
Come on.
It's popping.
welcome. It's popping with two emails.
Yeah. Welcome to the Lecheka where we read Leche fan mail, but we also discuss, you know, things that we posted on our social media, including our Facebook group, the Halal Show, Leche Fam, and also on IG. And we promise you, we interact with you, with our Leche fans, other than just doing our regular mixes again. So today we're going to read some mail and we're going to discuss some of the things that we talked about. And I think we should just get right into it, shall we?
Yeah. Okay. First one from Lori's. I'm going to read this one. Hi, Rika and JC. Lau here. Lau or Law?
I think Lau.
Because I've heard both.
Lau.
Anyway,
Lau
here. I just wanted to send you a Leche fan mail to say na graduate na ako!
Wow! Woo, 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 woo!
I graduated BS Accountancy and I just wanted to thank you both so much for this podcast and for the episodes that you make. You've been part of my journey for so long that I feel like I should tell you about my own achievement. Wow. I always enjoy hearing your opinions on the topics that you discuss and I'm happy that I get to grow and move forward with you. I remember the episode where JC talked about him turning 30 and Rika was just chilling then a few years later. Oh, sorry. Was chilling then. A few years later, she was talking about her realizations about turning 30. That was like a core memory episode for me. I have listened to all of your episodes and I forgot most of it, but what stuck with me all of these years. So, wait lang. I have listened to all of your episodes and I forgot most of it, but that stuck with me all these years. And I can't wait for when I turn 30 and how I would react when that time comes. I also remember when I first started listening to you back then, I feel like I'm one of your younger listeners, but now you have listeners turning 18 while I'm already 22.
22?
That's still young.
That's still young.
Bro, that's still young. I really feel like I grew up with you because of how much you have accomplished all these years. You've made me realize that there isn't a clear path to success and to growing up. You've made my anxiety on finding a job and going out onto the real world a little calmer. So I really wanted to thank you and you will always have a special place in my heart because you were the first podcast that I ever listened to.
Wow.
Feeling ko, ang grown up ko na, makikinig ako sa podcast instead of just music on Spotify. Tapos about current events pa yung topics niyo. You are also the reason why I listen to other podcasts today, like Creepsilong.
Oh, Creepsilong. Shout out.
When you gave them a shout out when they were just starting, I already saw them on Spotify, but I was hesitant at first kasi about true crime new topics nila. But since you talked about them, I decided to give them a try. Kaya ngayon, whenever I do anything na hindi makakatutok sa screen, it would be rotation between you, Creepsilog, and Huwag Kang Lilingon. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really good.
That's too. A good too.
Hanggang ngayon, aasa pa rin ako sa Creepsilog and Halo Show collab. Hoo-hoo. Please like Halloween special lang ganon. Lastly, I always think that if someone would look into my brain as if it was on Inside Out, the movie, it would be managed by two podcast hosts like you. Share ko lang because whenever I listen to your podcast, may naiisip akong opinion about the topic. Tas maya-maya, yun na yung sasabihin nyo. I hope when I get married in the future, ma-afford ko kayong host sa kasal ko. Kahit na single ako ngayon, decided na ako na kayo ang gusto ko mag-host. Tsaka na ako maghahanap ng groom.
Nice. Hey, book it. Book it. I'm there.
I know. Sorry if this was long. I just really wanted to tell you how much you and Halo Halo Show means to me. So ayun, again, thank you so much, Rick and JC, for being there. I wish you nothing but the best in life, success in whatever you do, more sponsorships, and more money. Wow!
Ganda.
Thank you, Lau.
22? If Lau started listening when we started, that means she was 18 or... No.
18.
Yeah, mga 18. Oh, no, wait. Younger, 16. We've been doing this for 6 years, 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I remember somebody commenting, I don't know if it was on Instagram or Facebook, that I listened to you when I was a freshman and now I'm graduating. Like, guys, nakapagpatapos na kami.
True.
May nakatapos na because of the Halala show.
Oi, speaking of Creeps of Love, wow. Like I'm tight with Glenn and Gideon. I could hit them up. Mm. We could make that happen easy. Like that's easy. Like we could make that happen. We should. We talked about it for a while, but
I find them so funny.
They
like alam mo yung parang dry humor. That's like the best type of humor for me. And it's like they are so funny. I mean, I never really talked to them online, so I'm not tight with them. But if I feel like if I were to talk to them, parang feeling ko kakausapin ko sila like a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Ganon.
And congratulations on graduating, huh? BS accountancy.
Yeah, congratulations.
We were talking about accountancy, how we don't understand anything. So congrats that you now know everything we don't. We need you.
We need you. We need
more
of you.
Say inside out, Rika G. Ano ka ba? Sino ka ba? Are you joy? I feel like you're very joy. You're a joy guy.
I feel like I would be a mixture. It would always be a mixture, I feel like. And I feel like it would mostly be joy and disgust.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm angry and joy. Anger
si
guy.
Disgust ba siya? Yung green?
Yeah, yung medyo parang green. No, yeah, green. Yeah. Dama. Si blue yung sadness na.
So you would be anger and joy.
Anger and joy, probably.
Sure,
with a mix
sure,
of with a mix sure. of sadness when I turn 30.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you don't have to be sad when you're 30. There's just a lot of realizations, definitely.
It sucks, man. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. It sucks, bro.
You know what? You know what, though? For me, because I didn't really think about 30 being like, oh, it's such a big age or whatever. Mm. It's just that I was not expecting to be 30.
So fast.
And at this part of my life.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's also one of the biggest things that makes me sad, quote unquote sad, because there were a lot of expectations from me and obviously society. Disgust. There's just a lot of expectations for me that, oh, I should be 30 and I should be this.
Right.
When in fact, really, when you're 30, you are just 30. You can be whoever, wherever you want to be.
Oh, diba?
And it doesn't matter, honestly.
Joy and disgust. Ako naman, I'm angry that I'm 30, diba? But I'm also happy diba? That I'm having diba? A life. Diba? Man.
Tama lang.
Thank you, Lau, okay. Man.
Thank
that was
you.
A really nice
you,
email.
Lau.
Salamat. Shall we move on to the next one? This one from Dan.
Go ahead.
Dan says, hi, Rika and JC. So here's your email. Oh, thank you. Salamat. I look forward to listening to your new episodes every week. So please lang, don't skip a week. LOL. You don't know how much you make my week pag may bagong episode. I love listening to you guys. By the way, I've been a Leche fan since 2020. And now I'm in the U.S. pursuing business school. You are one of my constants, be it in the Philippines or anywhere in the world. Nax. My question for you guys, any advice on how to make friends and get comfortable living in a foreign country when you miss home? The question goes to both of you since JC's from here and Rika is an international student. Well, I'll let you take that one, Rika G. Thanks and keep doing what you're doing. So Rika G, you should take the lead on this one, man.
Honestly, first of all, I would like to acknowledge that making friends as an adult is not easy. And then there's an added layer that you are a newbie in that country. And then it doesn't also make it easier because obviously a lot of like the references that people make in like, let's say nasa inuman kayo, a lot of references that people make go over your head because you don't have the same experiences as they do.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, for me, I found it, and this is just my personality, I found it easier to focus on one person to be my friend when I found a person that I kind of like, parang...
It's very you. I'm very Joe Goldberg.
I know. But it's like, I connected with this person on a very superficial level, but I felt like, maybe we could, we could hang out some more and maybe we could talk about other stuff. And that's what happened. So it's not that I'm saying that I don't have any other friends, but I did kind of focus on one friend to be kind of like my confidant on a lot of things. And I don't have to spread myself so thinly on like five friends at one time. Because honestly, for me, for my personality, it doesn't really work that way. I napapagod ako when I have like a big group of friends.
Yeah.
But it also doesn't mean that I can't hang out in a social situation where there are like 20 people.
Right.
So
is that Charlotte?
For me, it's Charlotte.
Is it Charlotte? That's the name I remember the most. So I feel like it's Charlotte.
Yeah, so I mean, like Charlotte, honestly, for me, and natatawa ako kasi I was actually talking to a friend from the Philippines. I was talking to her about Charlotte, saying that the reason why it's so strange because me and Charlotte were close, right? But most of the time, we don't understand each other, and I feel like most of the time, nagtatawanan lang kami kasi. I say something, she says something, but we don't really understand each other because I have an accent, she has an accent, you know, she's from here, I'm not from here. Yung parang, at the end of the day, natatawa lang kami. But here, probably here would, this would be my advice for you, Dan, is to just, if it gets overwhelming, na parang, shit, bakit wala akong friends, maybe just focus on one person.
Mm.
And if it doesn't work out, then maybe, you know, have another... Go. Have another person you want to have coffee with.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be that complicated. But it is complicated, honestly.
It's hard. Especially like we always say, it's hard. It's hard to make friends when you're, especially because when you're in school, you're with the same people hours a day, every day. For me, when I moved here, because in a sense, I was a foreigner in the Philippines, kind of. Because
well,
I never
you're a golden retriever.
Because I never grew up here. But I always say, like, the people that I'm still, like, kind of, you know, that I talk with most of the time or I have conversations with online, whether online or if I see them in person, are people that are like-minded, right? Mm, and to me, yeah, that means finding people in your realm of area. Diba? Like I have friends from the commercial world when I was doing commercials that I, you know, they understood the struggle of doing commercials. We'd be like, shit, I hope we get this project. And then of course, my friends from RX, I know that was a job, but the reason I'm still friends with Rika and with Kara and with, you know, people who aren't on radio anymore is because we shared similar, you know, goals, similar ideals. I mean, you and me, we have a podcast, but even if we didn't have a podcast, I'm sure we'd still be friends, right? Because we get along and we think the same way about a lot of things and we have the same line of work. So yeah, for me, it's just finding people. Cause with Charlotte, right? You were in the same course. I assume you had some, you know, some mutual ground. I know you don't understand each other all the time, but the reason you probably became friends was because you understood like, hey, we have this thing to pass on to class next week, and like you can discuss like the difficulties of it and the things that you agree upon. So for me, that's always, you know, finding people in your circle, your realm of expertise.
It's gonna be that easier, and it doesn't even have to be like something that official. Na parang it's a class or your work. You know, when you join a yoga class or diba, the gym, yung ganon. You know, when you have something that's something in common, basically. But good luck to finding friends. I know you will. I mean, people find their people.
Yeah. I realized too, like when it, you know, going back to the topic of like high school friends, a lot of the friends that I was really close with in high school, I'm not that close with anymore because I realized we're on different paths now. And the people I'm closest with now are the people that are still kind of in the same path as me. And that's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like friends come and go, but I realize now that as an adult, I guess, it's more of if you're in the same space, wavelength. And in high school, you're friends with these people because you're just in proximity. With a lot of people, I feel like you're only friends with them because you see each other all the time. And maybe at that time and point in time, you had some wavelength. Like for me, it was basketball friends. But now that they've gone on to do different things, I can't really relate to them on that level. And we're not that close. But it's still, you know, we're still friends. But it's different. Right? It's different.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And plus, I mean, like, when it comes to maintaining friends, I know we've got on a tangent about friendship. I feel like also as adults, it does take a lot of effort.
It's hard.
Because, life gets in the way. Yeah. Life gets in the way. Bro, I moved to another country. And if we didn't make the effort to actually, well, obviously we have the podcast and that's something that, you know, that's something that we have to do together. But if we didn't make the effort to actually, like, alam mo yun, parang each week mag-chat tayo
and
see what the titis are. We wouldn't be able to do this.
We wouldn't do it, man.
So
even when you were here, we never talked.
Actually, and it's so surprising that we're still like, obviously we're still friends. Hopefully I'm still your friend.
Yeah, man.
But it's so surprising, no, na parang even when we're in two different countries, you could still have friends like that. Yeah. So
we have matching tattoos. I have no choice, bro. You know what I'm saying? We have matching tattoos.
Even if it's just like a tiny ink.
Yes.
It's super tiny.
Anyway, thank you so much, Dan, for that email. Thank you to Lau as well. Remember, you can email us, thehalalishow@gmail.com. That's what we prioritize. That's why you guys are first on the Lechicas, because we really love reading your thoughts. And it really means a lot, dude. Like really just hearing, like these two specifically in this case have been listening to us for years. And to me, it's something sometimes I still have trouble wrapping my head around, that they've listened to, you know, everything, or they've listened for years. That's a lot of dedication, and that means a lot to me, and I'm sure to you.
Sometimes ako, I still can't believe it. Sometimes I forget, actually, that people listen to us week per week. Minsan kasi naiisip ko, you know, sometimes we have difficult weeks na parang isipin natin, ano ba, are we gonna post this week? Are we gonna put up a mix?
Right.
But then we get these emails na parang, please don't miss a week.
True.
Alam mo yun, parang, damn, may nakikinig pala talaga. So thank you guys.
Yeah, we have like literally, mabibigla lang ako, like two, sometimes 2,000, sometimes umabot ng 3,000 listeners in an episode. Right?
And
to me, yeah, that's a lot, man. For me, like, it's,
remember
it's a lot.
When we had like hundreds?
Oh, hundreds, yeah. Now we have thousands.
Palang? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Really nice, man. So thank you to everyone. And because of that, we also have our Leche Fam Facebook group. Enrica posted on there 2 days ago. Says, what you been up to? Where you been? So we're asking where you been this week. So let's read some of these, Rika G. Let's start with May. May says, already working 1 month in a microbiology lab in Canada as a med lab tech.
Wow, we have some smart Leche fans.
For real, man.
I would not know what to do in a microbiology lab.
And newly grad lang nung June, so congratulations, another fresh grad.
Congrats.
Galing a med lab tech. That's a lucrative, as far as I know, a lucrative career yun. So congratulations, May. Let's see, sino pa ba? Meg, do you have it up, Rika G? Meg says OT.
I do.
OT at work, watching King the Land during breaks and seeing it date if nasa mood. Wow. What's
wow.
King what's King the Land? Never heard of that.
I know.
I'll look that up. Okay.
But yeah, all cool. Right. Cool that you're like, you know, sneaking in tiny dates.
Kung may time, you know, in her own
Kung
time.
May time, yeah.
In her own time.
Mm-hmm.
King the Land, it's a K-drama, just so you know.
Yeah, okay. Gracelyn says, if you remember, I shared last December 2022 that I just got married at 34. Turning 35 in a week and I am 32 weeks pregnant.
Wow, congrats.
What is that in months? Please convert. I know you're not a fan of babies. Ako din dati. But yeah, I'm happy to share that to Leche Fam. Oh my God, we're going to have a Leche baby?
Right.
Okay, I need to know who had babies during the time that they were listening to the Halwal show, during the 6 years that we had, you know, we've been posting. I want to know so that we can have hashtag Leche Baby.
Yeah, grabbing demographics, no? I mean, like from a fresh grad, 20 years old, 18 years old, and then we have someone who just got married and turning 35 now is, I don't mean 32, 8 months ba yun? Sobrang uso yung weeks,
know,
no? I get that you have to be specific sa babies. I get that you're like, I'm 12 weeks pregnant. You could say 3 months. It's easier for me to digest.
Exactly.
No, but congrats on 32 weeks, man. Sino pa ba? Who else do we have here?
Aaron. Aaron says, attended an international education fair in Makati yesterday. Can't afford yet to go anytime soon, but it's nice to have a goal and start working on it kahit pa konti-kunti, baby steps. That's true. That's actually one of the first things that I did when I wanted to study in another country, was to just get a feel of what's out there. Because honestly, there are a lot of questions when it comes to, you know, studying in another country, especially from the Philippines. Tayo, as, you know, as a society, wala tayong masyadong alam about it. Ang alam lang natin is you have to pay money. But sometimes, pag nag-a-attend ka ng mga ganitong education fair and you go on their website, you talk to somebody, it gives you a clearer path on how to actually get to your goal of studying in another country. And that's actually the way to go, honestly. Like, talk to someone in an educational consultancy agency or whatever, and they will give you like a much clearer
Timeline. Yeah, game plan.
Timeline. Yeah.
I like that.
Basically.
From Nay says, binge watching Only Murders in the Building. I love that show, man. It's on Disney Plus here in the Philippines.
I haven't started.
It's good, man. It's currently on season 3. It's like 3 episodes in. So you only have to binge watch 2 seasons so that para makahabol na. It's on Disney Plus here in the Philippines. It stars Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin. Good show, man. I really like it. It's funny. It's a funny show. And it's a kind of a parody on crime podcast, Rika G. So I think you would like that show if you get a chance.
Yeah.
Only Murders in the Building.
Okay, maybe last two.
Sige.
Lavilia Earl says, been a Leche fan since college days. Now I'm a registered engineer. And I have been very, very busy with life lately. Ito pala yung nabasa ko. Kind of miss those chill days where I would just sit around in the morning just listening to Leche podcast and lazy the day away. Grabe. Grabe. Mm. Now they're a registered engineer. Ito yung sinasabi ko eh, na parang they listened to us while they were in college and now they're working. And speaking of work, actually, there's another Leche fan, JV, who says, interviews and demos, and I got the position. I'll start September 1st. Congratulations!
Oi, congrats, man.
Dude.
Galing, no? Last one. This one from Nain says, I finished a novel on my Kindle and watched season 4 of Modern Family this week. Modern Family is a great show. I love that show.
That's another one that I rewatched.
Yeah. So thank you to everyone who... there are a few more comments. Unfortunately, we still have to move on to our IG. But if you want to check it out, go to the Halala Show Leche Fam. And that's why we read the first few comments, because first come, first serve, siguro. Dito na lang. But thank you to everyone who replied. And rest assured that we did read all of them. So if anyone wants to interact with people, like someone interacted with about like asking about what novel they finished on the Kindle, Nain, if you want to reply that, it's up to you. But it's a place to really discuss things, whatever it may be. Sel, we talk about IG. What did you post on IG, Rika G?
Yeah, on IG, I just asked people what they rewatch maybe at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, XLSDV says The Big Bang Theory, for sure. Another one that I rewatch every year.
I don't like that show. you know that.
I know.
I hate that show. But I get it.
Gamushara Himelvin. Okay, sorry. Feeling ko I murdered that name. But I feel like Melvin yung name. Yeah.
Okay.
Melvin says, The Other Two.
What's that?
Do you know that?
No, I've never heard of it.
Is it a movie or a show?
Let me look it up. The Other Two.
Dash.
It is.
Dash says, okay, what is it?
It's a scripted series centered around two siblings trying to get their lot in life. Something, I guess, like a property dispute. Okay, it's a show. Mm. Okay, it's a TV show. Okay, got it.
Dash says Grey's Anatomy. Okay, I have some reservations about watching Grey's Anatomy every single year because, first of all, it's long. It's like 15 seasons already. And the characters are just grabe. It's just too much for me. Diba? But I do love that show. And I do know that I'm about to get my period when I start watching Grey's Anatomy because... When I'm about to get my period, I want to cry. But then I have nothing to cry about, so I go to Grey's Anatomy and then I cry. Nina Masilang says, Friends, Big Bang Theory, and Two Broke Girls. Have you ever watched Two Broke Girls?
Two Broke Girls, for me, and no hate to anyone that likes it, is the same as Big Bang to me, where I don't find it that funny.
I mean, honestly, there are... I kind of get that, but I do enjoy it.
But Kat Dennings is a babe, so, you know, it's not the worst watch in the world. I love Kat Dennings.
But I love their burns, yung mga lines nila, and, you know, how they, like, shit on each other.
I'm a very Kat Dennings, like, if I was, like, I watched, I think, like, the first, maybe, season of that show, I relate very heavily to Kat Dennings, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all the characters there. Ano pa ba? Oh, for movies naman, Paula says 500 Days of Summer. Do you like that movie? I love that movie.
I do like that movie. It's just not something that maybe I would rewatch.
Mm.
But I would like to say that it does give me kind of like a calming feeling. I know the story isn't really calming.
Right.
But alam mo yun, yung parang like the cinematography, ganda and the scenes and everything.
Yeah.
Ganda. Mm-hmm. Ganda. It makes you want to watch it on like a rainy day.
My favorite scene in that movie is the expectation versus reality scene.
Oh yeah, that's really nice.
I really love that scene. Like I feel like it's really... I feel like it's something that anybody who's ever been in love with somebody can really relate to, especially a failed relationship. Like that stuff, that hit really hard when I first watched it. And it's a good movie. I actually probably rewatch that once a year, maybe. If I see it like on a streaming service, watch it. I like that movie.
Yeah, it's because it's an easy watch, you know.
Yeah. Another one in that vein for me is Crazy Rich Asians. Like, I can always watch that movie. It's easy to watch for me. Crazy Rich
that
Asians.
That one I could probably rewatch because it's just so colorful, too.
Yeah.
There are people who say School of Rock.
I love School of Rock. That movie's so good. Cello, cello.
X Red Core X says Interstellar. Can't
oh, man.
Would you?
The Interstellar, I always say this.
It's so heavy, though.
Was so good until the last, like, 20 minutes. I really hated that, like, they were able to, like, use space aliens to go back in the future and send a message to the bookcase. And they went into that, like, prism land. I was like, why? Like, it was so good already. And then they went this weird direction. For me. I understand why people liked it, but it was just so weird, the ending for me.
Honestly, for me, what's good about the book is that a lot of it is actually true. Like, it might seem like it's fiction, but it's actually from, like, actual physics and science. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I couldn't wrap my head around the aging thing. Like, they were young. It was so strange.
But it does make sense.
And ganda ng acting ni Matthew McConaughey in that scene when he talks to his daughter. Dude, so good. Just the ending for me, I was not a fan of the ending. But I respect the movie. Like, I get it. Christopher Nolan, man, he's really good. So, man.
Okay. For comedies, Jack Sanchez says White Chicks.
Ooh.
And then insert Nick's name here says Love Actually.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I watch that every Christmas. I would definitely agree.
Yeah.
Love Actually. White Chicks, I can quote the whole movie because I've watched that movie 30 times probably. It's so good.
That's like when you have like list your skills under a CV or a resume. I can quote White Chicks.
Dude, I can quote even like the start, like Neapolitan, for example, like that ice cream guy. Like I can go not just the main lines of the two White Chicks. Like I can quote every single line of that movie. It's so good. I love White Chicks, man. Oh, that's a good one.
Here's another one that I really agree with. Charina Q says, Love Rosie. I love that movie. I love it.
You know, I've never seen Love Rosie.
It's the one with Daenerys.
I know what you're talking about. Is it Drag?
Love.
Rosie?
What's his? Yeah, no, sorry. Okay, mali ako. It's Lily Collins. But I do get them like interchanged. Like I do kind of like... medyo na mess up ko silang dalawa. But yeah, it's Lily Collins and Sam Claflin. And yeah, so I think it's about Lily Collins being in love with Sam Claflin.
Oh, is he the one in the wheelchair?
No.
No, right? It's not.
Iba yun eh, diba?
Iba yun, yeah. That's like Love Before You or some shit like that. Some other night.
Me Before You.
Me Before You. Me Before You.
That one is the one with Sam Claflin and with Daenerys.
Okay. See Dragon Girl. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Dragon Girl. Emilia Clarke. But here's the thing. Here's what I love about Love, Rosie. Because it's kind of like a push and pull between Lily Collins and Sam Claflin. Na parang Lily really likes Sam, and then they never really got together, but they're best friends, blah, blah, blah. But at the end, Lily actually kind of like fulfilled her dream of having her own hotel, which was so nice. That last scene was such a nice scene. I recommend that. I haven't seen it, man.
Speaking of Lily Collins, you know what show I surprisingly engage with, even though I think it's awful? Emily in Paris. Okay. I watched that whole show just because I like watching like the scenery and stuff, but that show is not that great.
I know. There are a lot of things to unpack in that show. But have you seen To the Bone?
I have not. Is that good?
It's good, but it also tackles eating disorders and a lot of like psychological issues that, you know, may be triggering for a lot of people. But it's such a good movie.
Okay.
It is.
A bunch of answers here. Friends. Yeah, a lot of people said Friends. Like literally like 15 people said Friends. A lot of people said, what's the other one? Harry Potter. Harry Potter is a good one. You watch Harry Potter a lot, right?
I watch Harry Potter for sure. At least once a year. Mm-hmm. At least. I'm done with this year.
Right. Okay. You got through it.
But then somebody... Yeah, I did. I got through it this year. Somebody also said Kimi no Na wa.
Oh, good movie.
Your Name.
Good movie. Yeah, the anime movie.
Love that.
Dark Knight and Inception. Speaking of Christopher Nolan, Jeff says Dark Knight and Inception, which to me are... two of his best movies, I would say, Dark Knight, mm-hmm. Inception. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Oppenheimer yet, so I don't know if it will top that.
I should really rewatch Dark Knight.
You haven't seen Dark Knight,
I've forgotten
now?
Some scenes.
No, I've Joker, seen it, Heath Ledger.
But I want to rewatch it. Yeah. I want to rewatch it.
Schitt's Creek is on here. Some people said Schitt's Creek. The IT Crowd. Always Sunny in Philadelphia, one of my favorite comedies. Someone said that. I'm glad, because most people here don't really watch that show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And Curb Your Enthusiasm. No one is really... I can't find anyone to kind of relate with on that. So at least thank you to... Who said that? Anyway, thank you to whoever... said that. See, Quantum watches It's Always Sunny. Great show, man. Great show. So funny.
All right. I think that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we've covered most of the answers. Like, oh, someone said Saving Private Ryan, Dawn of the Dead. That's from Cooking Sneakers. Ooh. And Epoy says Chuck, which I think is also another show that doesn't get enough love because it's not available on any streaming services here. But that show is so good. It has Yvonne Strahovski from Handmaid's Tale.
I like that show.
It show is
like
so good. Ang ganda ng chemistry ni Shazam. See Zachary Levi and Yvonne Strahovski. It's such a good show. Like, I really like that.
I actually have a funny anecdote about Saving Private Ryan.
What's that?
That one and Band of Brothers.
Mm.
For some reason, Band of Brothers, for some reason, I watched. I'm not even into, like, war shows or whatever. But we had to watch it for my ROTC because I had ROTC in college. Do you know ROTC?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like military training, right? But in college. And we had to watch it for some reason. Mm. And I did.
It's good. It's a good show.
It is. It is such a good show. It is. But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for answering our questions and all of our posts, commenting down below. Thank you guys. Again, don't forget to follow us everywhere. On Instagram, it's at HaloHaloShow. Okay.
Yep.
And then on Facebook, it's the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam. Do you have any other things that you want to say?
No, man. Just email us as well, thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. And yeah, we miss doing this, Lechica. Like, because, you know, normally it's a break from the TTs, right? Like, we don't have to really think that much in terms of getting facts, right? Like, this is just
mostly... I don't think that much anyway.
Yeah, true.
In general.
But yeah, once again, I guess what I want to say is, you know, based off of what people are saying, especially in the emails, it really is really touching when you guys say that you've been listening for a while. And for us, we would love to have that effect on new listeners. You know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe one day, another 5 years from now, we'll get an email like, hey, 5 years ago, I discovered your podcast and I've been listening ever since. So it would help us if you just tell people and give us 5 stars on Spotify, man. That's all I really have to say, man. How about you?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Thank you guys for emailing us and for all of your kind words. You know, sometimes we forget that you guys are, you know, are actually like waiting for it every single week. And it's just so touching. And thank you. And we have fun doing this. Anyways,
for real,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for you guys to actually interact with us and to actually, and we still get like requests for joining the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam on Facebook every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so thank you guys for doing that. And I missed the Philippines.
October, by the way, Rika and I have been talking because September, you know, I did mention in the last mix I'm going to be in Europe, and then we're taking that kind of like season break. So it's, season ender or whatever. We're going to have like a season ender at the end of this month. But then after that, it's going to be a new season and it's going to be the same like show, but we're going to try to do more to engage.
We're going to umph.
Yeah, we're going to Gen Z it up, right? We're going to add some gas to it. Right?
Also, you know what? On September 16, it's going to be my first year here in the UK.
Bang.
Damn.
Bristol-versary. Akin Pinas-versary. Kasi ako 8 years na ako sa Pilipinas this month. So congrats, man.
I know. And I'm about to finish my master's degree and I just cannot wait to get a job.
For sure. All right, man.
So please manifest with me. And that's it.
That's it. Extra song.
Do, 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 do.
Hallelujah.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.